This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's a simple fact of life that we all make mistakes. Yes, it's a natural part of life. It's part of being human. Mistakes happen, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones. No one is exempt. I read about the golfing legend Arnold Palmer. He was in a golf tournament one day, and as he walked to the green to make an easy shot, he saw in the crowd one of his old friends, and he took a moment to just go over and shake his hand, say hello, then he walked onto the green to make this easy putt. But guess what? He missed. Why? Because he'd allowed himself to be distracted. He kind of lost his focus in that moment and made this big mistake. But it wasn't the end of his golfing career. He made a mistake. The question I want to ask is, why do we beat ourselves up because of mistakes? And I know people like you know, maybe, who feel their life is forever damaged because of a mistake they made years ago, and what happens is they live in regret ever since. But one of the greatest statements I think we can make to another person, and even to ourselves, is a statement that has 6 words. I admit I made a mistake. It takes courage, a lot of grace to say something like that, but I want to suggest it has a tremendous power to it. I think many situations in life, and I want to talk about this again tomorrow actually, can be managed and restored by saying those words. I admit I made a mistake. It's wise to learn, of course, from the mistakes of others. After all, you can't live long enough to make them all yourself. Be willing, I think, to learn from your mistakes. There was a postcard I heard about that says, I've learned so much from my mistakes that I'm going to make another one. Well, yeah, sort of. It's not just one more mistake, that we make lots of mistakes. But can I suggest to you that there are worse things in life than mistakes? If you're not making mistakes, you're perhaps not stretching yourself fully anyway. And of course, you don't plan. You can't plan your mistakes. But you can't plan on the basis that you or someone else, your wife or your husband, will not make a mistake either, because they will and you will, because that's life and we can only learn from the mistakes if we take responsibility for them. It was John Maxwell who said, a man must be big enough to admit his mistakes, smart enough to profit from them, and strong enough to correct them. Let me say that again. A man must be big enough to admit his mistakes, smart enough to profit from them, and strong enough to correct them. Don't brood over your past mistakes, because that'll fill your mind with 3 things: grief, regret, and depression. I think there are some specific reasons why we should admit our mistakes. You'll be better off, actually, if you do, when you own up to your mistake and you learn from it. You put it behind you, and then you can move on, because telling the truth about your error will really show others, not that you're weak, actually, but that you are a mature person, that you're professional. And the other thing is that people will see you as a trustworthy person. Taking responsibility for your own actions, of course, is better than beating yourself up or trying actually to cover up and say, well, I never did that. Because you can fix the mistake. If you make a mistake and admit that, you can actually create a plan, with the help of other people, to figure out how you can correct it. Now, someone else may have made a similar error in the past, and that person, surprise, surprise, might be able to guide you through to a solution. Wouldn't that be great if that happened? And even though you made a mistake, you admit that, you seek counsel on how to correct it, that will show others that you're willing to do what it takes to ensure that it won't happen again. Because I want to say, avoiding conflict only makes things worse. Yes, that's not rocket science, but it's true. When you avoid conflict, or if you lie about something, or you blame it onto somebody else, what happens? It usually comes back 10 times worse. Chances are someone else will find out about it, and then you'll have to face bigger problems of the escalating lie or the cover-up that you may have made. So after making a mistake, you might feel that you want to forget about it, that it might go away, but there are things that we can do, and I want to share about that again tomorrow. Well, Lord, often we take things for granted. We forget to say thank you, but Lord, forgive us for that when we get caught up with ourselves. Just help us, Lord, as we admit our mistakes. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.